This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Hello, everyone. Before we get into today's episode, I would just like to remind you that this week's episode of Harry Potter and the Boys is sponsored by patreon.com/radiomike. My Patreon, me, Mike, the guy reading this ad. I would love for you to consider donating as little as $1 a month on Patreon. It really helps me continue to do this stuff that I love to do. I love doing this show. It also costs me money. You can help me pay for it. $1 a month, $12 a year. Or if you want to make a one-off donation, paypal.me/itsradiomike. That would be amazing. I really hope some of you throw me a dollar because that would be awesome. On to the show. 50 years after the events of the final Harry Potter books, and Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote an entire series of fan fiction books based on Hogwarts. This is book one in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys. Hamoras, everyone! Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike, Zach Miller. He's back.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mikey. It's just great to have all the boys and the girls and everyone back involved with HP and the B.
It is awesome.
Listen to the last episode. There was a hole in my life.
Yeah.
And that hole was Voldemort's face asshole. And it is now filled
What would you actually call that? A mouth asshole, I guess. You're right.
Yeah, well, the great thing is, and I thought this tied in well, and I'm not sure if this was a young Mike idea.
Yeah.
The way that Voldemort speaks often sounds like someone trying to hold in a silent fart. You know what I mean? Or letting out the air. You think you've got one on the way and you're like, I'll get away with this.
The boy who lives.
But you say, so right, you're not
come
saying, yeah, you're not saying he speaks like someone would speak if they were holding in a
well,
fart.
Kind of you, both. You, like,
I think it's
the latter where it's
it
the
sounds
fart
like
is coming out.
Air of
yes, is escaping.
Yeah, you're right. It does sound like he does talk like a fart coming out of a bum.
And I think that's in the DVD commentary of Goblet of Fire.
Ray Fiennes.
Like, well, you know, that was just a creative decision I made.
Yes, I modeled Voldemort's voice off a sound I made when I was farting, and I thought that's perfect.
That's it. Yeah. So no, he's brilliant, and so are you. We're coming to the end. How many chapters to go?
This is the second last chapter of book one. I genuinely didn't think we'd ever get to this point.
No, I think a lot of us are shocked. I mean, we didn't know what we were in for, the marathon that it would be when we started. I mean,
yeah.
I think you wrote more chapters of this book than I'd ever read.
Of Harry Potter or just generally?
Generally,
books?
Yeah, really. Look, big Spark Notes kid.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite incredible. You know, there's been highlights. There's certainly been lowlights.
There's been a couple of, you know, a couple lowlights. You know, we gloss over them, and as time changes, so do our opinions and the way that we write. Evidently,
someone like commented on my Instagram, and they were saying, "Hey, I downloaded a couple episodes of this for a road trip. Reminded me of my dad wrote a porno. So funny." And I was like, wow, someone like outside of my normal circles actually likes this podcast, which is like, I actually would guess that unless there is a podcast out there that is specifically about farts, we are the number one fart-based podcast in the world.
Yeah, that's another one doesn't come to mind.
I can't think of any podcast that talks about farts as much as this one.
No, and it's really, you know what? It continues to deliver as well. Like, I will not get to, I was squealing at some of this shit because I don't know, like fart jokes just continue to hit with me, whether it's in the movie Click where David Hasselhoff gets farted in the face by Adam Sandler.
I can't think of anything worse than having someone fart in my face.
Directly.
It still gets me
to this day. So this is hitting. This is absolutely hitting.
Every time I'm walking up, say I'm walking upstairs and someone is above me on the stairs, every time I actually subconsciously think, please don't fart. Because if you fart, it is literally going straight to my face.
I like how your concern is someone else farting in your face. But my concern would be farting in someone else's.
So you're a very caring person.
Well, I'm more worried about their perception of me rather than their well-being. You know what I mean? It's a very distinct but important difference.
But what if they were like, they go back to their friendship group and they're like, hey, you know, Zach farted when he was walking above me on the stairs. Actually didn't smell that bad. Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Quite refreshing. gave me a little freebie.
Kind of smelt like strawberry shortcake. Yeah. I quite liked it.
That is insane. Yeah.
What's he eating?
I'd take that. And if they did smell like strawberry shortcake, I'd be giving you one right now. But unfortunately, that's not the world we live in.
It's unfortunate that we are not the world's greatest Harry Potter based podcast, but we are the world's best fart based podcast. And amazing that sentence could exist.
Yeah, I can't think of any other spin-off fart-related podcast that could be out there. Fart Attack would be a great one.
What are some other fart-based jokes in movies and TV shows? Because you seem to have a list there aside from Click.
Oh, man, I wish I had a couple ready to go. I'm trying to think. There's one, you know the movie Blazing Saddles? The old
I haven't seen Mel Brooks one.
That was one that I saw as a kid, and it's like a 1976-ish film.
Yeah.
When you're a kid growing up in the noughties or whatever, like watching an old film, sometimes they hit, sometimes they really don't. Yeah. This one just, I was in tears the whole time.
So there's fart jokes in it?
A lot of farts. Yeah. And they're like eating baked beans. And I don't know. I was like, I was watching it with my gran, and she was trying to explain how funny this was at the time, because also there just weren't that many fart jokes back then.
Were farts just something really taboo? Clearly in 2007, farts were not taboo.
They'd really come into their own. And you can see by the literature.
The literature of the time when you look back, riddled with farts, a squeaking of farts.
Well, I thought that was the genius of Harry Potter and the Boys is the tie-ins, the Defense Against the Dark Farts. Like, classic. I thought that was just a clever name. And then I come to realize, no, Voldemort is literally an asshole.
I
always thought he was a dick, but I never knew he was an asshole.
Maybe in the next book he's the head of a penis. He is a dick. He's a dickhead.
You're a bloody bell end, mate. It's like, I actually am.
I actually made the connection of like, was the author trying to say that Voldemort is an asshole, literally and metaphorically?
Not many people defend Voldemort the way that other sort of villains and antagonists are defended. You think about like other major franchises like
Darth Vader. He had a complicated, tragic
relationship.
Yeah.
With, the light and the dark and Thanos. And people still think potentially what he was trying to avoid was an even greater evil than himself that we don't even know. Do we know? I don't know. We don't know. But however, I think the difference with Voldemort is that he was trying to like eradicate a particular kind of person, and he's wizard Hitler or whatever. So I think that's what I guess you don't want to make any excuses for him. Whereas Thanos, very cut and dry.
Yeah, it's kind of like even Joker in the new Joker movie. The point they were trying to make was, was he bad or was he just neglected by society?
I think the lesson they're trying to say is that late night shows are very stale and some of them need to be shot in the head.
And we might cut that.
Let's cut that. No, I don't. I'm a fan.
You listened to the first episode back with Sam last week, did you?
Caught most of it.
Cool. So you're up to date-ish on the story?
Absolutely, as everyone should be. If you're not, I would encourage you to jump back and listen. It's a great ep. Sammy's a cracker.
This podcast does work best because it is a narrative podcast. It does work best if you listen from the start.
The content's evergreen, but you do need... need context? You don't need context, really.
No, you don't really need any context. It's pretty crazy. Did you have any thoughts on the chapter aside from Voldemort being an arsehole?
No, but I thought I took umbrage callback with you and Sammy deciding that it's a weak move to pull your pants all the way down to your ankles when you pee. I often, you know, maybe late at night, maybe when I'm at a bar and I've had a couple
of... No, you would not do that at a bar.
Well, you know, it's just like a power move. It says, boys, this is my urinal. You know what
I
mean?
I guess women just have to do it defaultly, right?
Well, it's more difficult for them to stand up.
To pee, yeah.
You need less mechanisms for aim.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, let's get on to it. Second last chapter. I did have a quick flick through. I feel like because we're coming towards the end of the book, where it's lower on laughs. So laughs per minute, this episode, probably not hitting the average of where we have been in the past.
Do you think it's been diminishing returns, like high LPMs at the start of the series and then the narrator's sort of taken a more darker, serious tone?
I definitely think it gets darker here. So let's grab the laptop with the episode in it and see how we go. Second last chapter. Here's the laptop. I'll just put the password in.
What I did want to ask, Mike, while you're entering the password for those who are listening to the podcast.
Well, you're too late. I finished the password. Here's the book.
Is there a chance that we could get this printed and bound?
I've thought about this. Like, I would love to, like, distribute it somehow, but I don't know how legal it is.
Because I was even just thinking for our sake. I mean, selfishly, you don't have to hold the laptop.
Right.
Also, it'd be fun to have.
Yeah. Well, I can start printing the chapters for you in future.
Just for me personally?
Yeah, because you've made a stink of it on the show.
And, you know, the last thing you want to do with Harry Potter and the Boys is make a stink, because as we know,
stinks are bad.
Stink is bad.
Stink is evil.
Stink equals evil.
I actually wonder, was my original plan to write a fart-based parody of Harry Potter, or did I think of the name Defense Against the Dark Farts and then go, wow, the whole book should be about this?
Honestly, the way that my brain works, I would guess the latter as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, shall we dive into it? Again, LPM will be down, but FPM, which is fun per minute, I'm guessing will probably stay about the same.
It's going to crescendo. No, don't you worry. It's really coming to the top.
Don't promise them that. It's going to be exactly the same level of fun. All right, as always, we start on this show by reading the title. I don't know why I say this, because how else would we start, really?
That was another thing that caught my ear listening back to the last episode. I was like, sure.
Yeah, it's like, we start by reading the last paragraph of the chapter.
As always, we start with our intro. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, sure. Wow, what a wild pod. Okay,
all right, here we go.
Chapter 31, Legame Potente.
Wow, sounds like a pasta. Oh, yeah.
Pasta brand.
Yes, the Legame Potente.
Oh,
God, Rigatoni.
Legame Potente. That's the only one I get. Oh, yeah, Barilla.
San Remo. No, they sponsored me once. They sent me heaps of free pasta, so they're good.
Once, not anymore.
Not anymore. San Remo, you're welcome to send me more pasta. I just moved to a new house.
I'm sure they're keeping up to date with each episode.
Make a clip out of that. Post it. Post it and tag them.
Please, if you send any my way as well, I mean, that would be great. I can't believe you, yelled Rob.
Oh, we should just say, at the end of the last chapter, both Michael and Ron Weasley were dead. They've been killed. And then they got a note. It said, Legame Potente, to become one, which Sam joked reminded him of that Spice Girls song. So that's kind of where we're at. I should say that first.
Yeah, a bit of context for those playing at home, including me, who clearly did not connect the dots. I can't believe you, yelled Rob. It is done. He is dead, said Mr. Charger. Yes, and it can't be reversed, said Voldemort. You see, even though I am here before you, on the bum of my servant. Sorry, I probably should jump into it.
For whatever reason, like, I know you said you do a great Voldemort, but I actually think now when I hear Voldemort, I think he sounds more like, as the bum form, he sounds more like... like Daffy Duck. You know, like, that's just... that's the fart coming out. You're despicable.
And when he's talking, is it like, you know, little shards of shit?
It's actually quite a disgusting book.
Yeah, it's filthy. Yeah. It really like, just tanks, like, in terms of visuals, you really don't want to see it. But now that's all like like Harry Potter and all the lads are just standing there and there's just this shit flying over the wall.
We actually just recorded an episode of Willosophy with Andy Griffiths, told you, who wrote a bunch of children's books, including...
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Crazy, just disgusting. Just
tricking,
annoying.
Just stupid.
That's right.
So he wrote a book called The Day My Bum Went Psycho, and he was talking about like how much backlash he got because even the front cover of that was a huge bum.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, imagine if we published this, like Voldemort talked as shit flew out of his bum hole now.
Harry's picked it out of his eye and threw it to the ground in defiance. You can't win. Okay, yeah. No, I realize this is Voldemort, so I have to do a slightly more Voldemort tone.
You see, even though I am here before you, on the bum of my servant, you must understand that power is darkness. And power is fartness.
That's good. That's good. So Run DMC.
It's tricky. Power is darkness and power is fartness.
So he's clearly awakened a new sort of... This is a level up. We're power scaling Voldemort with this sequel.
The power of fartness. There was that song, The Power of Love. Yeah. But Voldemort's now talking the power of fartness, which is totally next level.
Which I don't think would have hit in the same way as the power of love, but it's still got...
Love is pretty powerful. As Harry Potter shows us, I mean, it's what saved Harry from the killing curse.
Well, that's... And I guess that's where we find out, and that's the journey we're on now, is to see whether farts can take that on.
Yeah, we got to see.
Lily Potter saved Harry with a fart.
Don't kill him. Oh, God, that's disgusting. That is disgusting. I'm going.
That's why he cut off his nose. He's not dead. They're not dead, yelled Lockie.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, presumptuous. Voldemort clearly states it can't be reversed.
Mm.
Suddenly, a large wind appeared. It was whispering and it was talking.
Now... Is it a large wind or is it a large fart? Because farting is often referred to as passing wind.
It is. And another clever allusion by the author here.
Maybe there's also the light farts as well. Like there's the dark farts. Maybe this is a light fart.
Well, typically light farts are more acceptable.
is more acceptable than
like a.
Yeah, know, true. Yeah. Like, yeah, a breezy fart.
A breezy fart. Like when I'm out for a walk with mates and I'm like, all right, I can get away with this one. And you do no better. Anyway.
Yeah.
Great feeling. At 10, one will die. At 10, one will die. At 10, one will die. I realize whispering.
This is the large.
It was whispering. It was talking. So I'm like, not, you know, he's kind of talking and whispering.
Mm. So a wind is talking.
A wind is talking.
So it's like we're almost entering into a stage where we have to wonder, are farts in this universe conscious? And every time you fart, you're actually bringing that fart to life.
I like that idea. Like there's a sentience to farts now and again, another awakening.
And your farts haunt you until you die. They just follow you around.
Suffocate you. Yeah. At 10, one will die, said Rob. There's two bodies. One of them isn't dead.
Wow.
Hold on. What's Rob die? Oh, what? Said Lockie. I hope it's Michael. No offense to Ron. I just like Michael better, so I wouldn't mind if Ron was dead.
Poor Ron.
That's tough.
I mean, but if you were like if you were in grade 5 at school, which is the age of these boys, and like... Your best friend and your teacher were both maybe dead, but one was alive. Be like, oh, I kind of hope it's Tim. Like, he's.
Yeah.
School.
Nah, Mr. Fruit, he wouldn't be getting my, like, oh, I will save you. Keep Chaz going. So.
What teacher name did you say?
Mr. Fru.
Is he your real teacher from your school?
He was my grade 5 teacher. And.
Shout out to Mr. Froome. Now you know the truth.
Yeah, he loved drinking a can of V at
did he really?
Recess.
Was he like 17?
Like well, evidently, yeah. Monster truck hat. Monster energy, whatever.
iPod Touch with Tap Tap Revenge on it.
What? Yelled Mr. Charger. No, the prophecy. Voldemort vomited out some poo.
So it's like this moment where they realize, oh no, they're both not dead. We wanted to kill both of them. It's so distressing for Voldemort. He doesn't even say anything. He's just like, what? I'd love to see the movie adaptation of this scene.
Well, there's a lot of creative liberty that the director could take here. Yeah, they vomited out some poo. It also implies that it's just like a little bit.
Like a dribble.
It's just so shot.
And also, can it really be called vomiting when it is coming from the bum?
And I think that's the frontier that this narrative is trying to take on.
That's true,
What is poo and what is vomit?
It's philosophical, isn't it? It is interesting, though, because actually... It's going to be like, at what point? Because you'd think that, vomit is a totally different color, shape, and like viscosity to poo, right? You'd agree with that.
I would agree. Yeah, so yeah, absolutely.
At some point in our digestive system, that vomit is becoming poo. Because isn't vomit just like what food becomes in your stomach?
I didn't prepare for this conversation.
Any year 10 biology teachers?
I assume.
Maybe Mr. Fruit?
It's all just V. I don't.
It's all just energy, man.
We're all just energy, man. No, it was not the hippie type. I assume vomit is pre-digested, whereas poo. And that
who
I guess
post digested.
I guess he would have a bit of a mix, wouldn't he? Voldemort in this, because Mr. Charger has to eat, and he has to, again.
Yeah, it's a bit human centipede-y again.
Again, another callback to a
movie that hadn't come out yet when this was written.
What did they hack your computer? The wind slowly turned into a light. It was a strange glowing light in the shape of a human, almost as though someone was watching over the whole room. It hovered over Derek, almost as though it was hugging him.
That's weird. Mm. I have no jokes about that.
Okay, well,
except just a light being behind Derek being like, come here.
Well, it did make it more sexual. That is funny.
Thanks, man.
The light rushed over to the body of Michael and then to Rob. Suddenly, time stopped. The only things that could move were Michael and Rob.
Hmm.
The light split into different colors, a freezing cold blue and a burning hot red. The blue hit Michael and the red hit Rob. And they were joined together, merged together.
And that really does explain the two become one.
Two become one.
Little appendage there.
Two become one. Feel yes.
So two 11-year-old boys.
I'm assuming that you'd watched a bit of Dragon Ball Z at this point, and this is some kind of
The fusion.
Allusion to the fusion dance.
That's right, because there was like Goku and Vegeta became Gogeta.
That's right.
And then Trunks and Goten became Gotenks?
Gotenks. I was about to pull you up there, brother. I'm like... For someone who's got a Goku action figure in his room, you can call him Gotrunks. Get up and leave this podcast right now.
You know, wasn't Trunks Vegeta's... Not that this is a Dragon Ball podcast, but wasn't...
Save it for the Dragon Ball
podcast. Trunks was Vegeta's son from the future, right?
Well, yeah. I don't want to get into the semantics of this. And maybe
can we
touch on this at the end of the
podcast? Yeah, we'll touch on this at the end for anyone who wants to stick around.
Yes, but, that boy still had to be born. So there were two Trunks in the same time.
There was future Trunks and normal Trunks.
Normal, just kid Trunks.
Yeah. Kid Trunks.
So little ghost.
Someone's been catching up on bloody Dragon Ball Z.
Might have seen a couple of YouTube videos recently. They were absolutely done.
Wasn't it last time you were on this pod, you were talking about the Harry Potter Explained YouTube channel?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a Dragon Ball Z Explained channel?
There is an Explained channel for every part of our childhood. Whether it's and I find myself diving back into it, the nostalgia just drags me down. It'll be Dragon Ball Z, pro wrestling, all that kind of stuff that I love.
Hey Arnold.
It's
Hey Arnold Explained. Arnold's a boy. It's real life. That's it.
Helga's kind of big. There wasn't as much lore. I think you do this. Lord of the Rings and stuff. Yeah, but when you've got that sort of depth to it, you're like, oh, I didn't realize there was a tree of life. Whereas Hey Arnold didn't quite. Rocket power. It wasn't as complex.
It was pretty grounded in reality, wasn't it? Anyway.
There were 10-year-olds who could do 900s on a skate park. Now, let's
dig back in.
Hey Arnold's football-shaped head explained. How did it get like that? Is he related to Stewie Griffin, the only other football-shaped head character?
Does that explain why his mother is dead in the series?
Oh, is it? Okay, we need to do a Hey Arnold rewatch.
That would be great. And maybe like a whole channel dedicated to it. Maybe that's the final niche YouTube.
This is what we need.
This is what YouTube needs. On that, I will say just quickly, and sorry, I swear I will get back to the story.
Yeah.
But I was trying to search for Harry Potter and the Boys on YouTube.
Mm.
And when you search Harry Potter and the Boys, what comes up, I don't know if you search it much, or because you own the account, it probably takes you straight to it. But as someone who does not, I search Harry Potter and the Boys on YouTube to watch the series, a fantastic watch, great guests, etc. It's all fanfics and like horny videos of Harry Potter and the other male characters.
Oh, right. So it's not, you're not saying those, these come up when you search.
These come up
when
you search.
Other channels, yeah.
Other channels who have just like collated, you know, Cedric Diggory and Crumb and young Tom Riddle, but like.
Possibly Mr. Filch pops up.
Young Filch, bit of a daddy.
That's the Harry Potter spin-off I want to see. Young Filch.
Young Filch. Figuring out his squib and be like.
End of season one, the day I met Mrs. Norris.
I don't know the backstory of Mrs. Norris, but I just got, like, I always empathize with Filch. Like, everyone treats him like shit. He can't do magic. And I'm like, oh, this grumpy motherfucker.
Well, you know what I want to know more about? Where's Mr. Norris? Why is Mrs. Norris spending all this time with another bloody man?
Now that is the spin-off.
That's the
spin-off. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Apologies to the listeners. But when you scroll through all that fanfic and all the sexy vids of young Voldemort, again, Chamber Voldemort, not six.
Right, yeah.
Much hotter, let's be real.
Yeah.
Then in the middle is your big face.
I would actually love any girls listening, or sorry, anyone who is attracted to males, so sorry about that.
Good cover.
Who is more attractive, Chamber of Secrets Tom Riddle or Half-Blood Prince Tom Riddle? Because the actor changes, but it's the same, you know. So there's one guy playing the young Tom Riddle in Chamber of Secrets, one guy in Half-Blood Prince. Who's hotter?
Well, in the narrative, isn't Tom Riddle quite attractive and
charismatic?
Yeah. A classic trait of a toxic leader.
Just like Ted Bundy, wasn't he?
Yeah. Apparently he's, you know, Ted. Absolutely.
Back to the book.
Yes. But I think the Chamber guy's hotter, but maybe, you know, the Half-Blood Prince.
I definitely would say Chamber of Secrets version is hotter. He's just got a more chiseled jawline, a bit more.
He's a bit older. Yeah. You know, maybe if the other guy grew up. Maybe he's a hottie now.
Yeah.
You know, disparage him at all.
No disparagement to you.
And you know, not everything's about looks either.
Personality.
Back to the book.
So the boys have merged together.
Fusion dance, yada yada. That's how we got. Feels like 20 minutes ago.
I liked it though. Like, this is what the podcast's about.
Absolutely. The light rushed over to the body of Michael and then to Rob, as we know. Michael was still alive, barely.
Which does confirm that Ron is the one who died, which is that's a legacy character dead.
Yep. Gone. Yeah. As you said, very much didn't get the same fan service potentially as Harrison Ford's
Han Solo return, did. Yeah.
But certainly, you know, good to knock him off because there's too many characters anyway. The time has come, Winston. Two will become one. Legame Patente, the third. The bond has been restored.
Is this them talking? Oh, I think it is.
It was the voice of Michael and Rob. Whoa.
That's so next level.
Speaking at the same time, but it's one person.
What happened when they fusion dance? Do they have one voice or is it the voice of both?
I think, it was like two voice actors layered over the top of each other.
Yeah, cool.
But I think we can see where this inspiration has come from. They were merged together, DNA Digivolve style.
Okay,
so this makes sense. And you're a big Digimon fan as a kid.
And this probably explains the Gotrunks misnomer that I made. So in the second season of the children's anime Digimon, they can do this thing called DNA Digivolve, which is where two of the Digimon merge together and trans. Yeah. So basically, like, one really cool one is like there's like a cat-based Digimon and then like a bird-based Digimon, and they become like an android cat bird kind of.
Sick, man. I mean, the way you described it sounds awesome.
And when they
what about War Greymon?
Yeah, and Metal Garurumon.
Thank you. I love how you were pretending like you didn't know the names of every single Digimon.
I do. I just wanted to dumb it down for the audience. But
anyway, there's like a cat. Yeah. You know, man.
One of the most famous is War Greymon and Metal Garurumon, who become Omnimon. And Omnimon is like this big robot thing whose arms are the heads of War Greymon and Metal Garurumon.
Right.
He's very cool. Look it up.
Yeah, no, he's from the movie, right?
He's from the movie Our War Game, Digimon Our War Game.
Is the Omnimon, is that just a rough translation? Like, it had a cooler Japanese name potentially?
The Japanese name is Omegamon. So, oh, okay, yeah, so it's much the same. Pretty similar,
omnipresent, right.
But so what, again, like a lot of things in this book, what I've done is I've watched something on TV and I've gone, that's kind of cool. And then I've done it in my book and directly referenced the complete plagiarism.
So would you say that Michael and Rob's heads are the hands of this new being?
It doesn't really explain it. Like, is it just like half, like they're just split down the middle halfway?
I'll be honest, I think as a kid, you watch these shows and you wonder, maybe I can do these fantastical things, whether it be magic, like in Harry Potter or like with Dragon Ball Z, I tried to conjure some ki and like shoot out a
Kamehameha.
It didn't happen, unfortunately.
Mm.
And I think this is you living that
that dream,
and you wanted to merge with a young man named Rob. That's really sweet.
So Michael and Rob have DNA digivolved.
Yeah, from DNA digivolved.
What happens next?
One half was frozen magically, like ice. This half was Michael, whose face was shards of frosty ice. it doesn't rhyme. It's the same word. I thought that was clever. The same word.
One character's face is a bum. Now this character's face is a shard of frosty ice that is half of his face connected to someone else.
If I can see where this is going, the other half might be something to do with flames and fire. And
possibly, yeah.
Is this it's a yin another, yang. Another nod to probably a song of ice and fire?
Yes, because I loved Game of Thrones at this point.
Before
it was a TV show, I loved it. Now, this is clearly like a Pokemon kind of.
Got you. Yeah. Got you. Like a Groudon
kind of vibe. Yeah. Something like that.
Reference. Yeah. Well, that's the last pop culture from our
childhood.
No more
pop culture.
We're gonna power ahead. Sincere. Apologies. The second half was burning, just as we predicted. It was a magical, everlasting fire.
Wow.
This half was Rob. Okay, thank you.
Surprise, surprise.
Yep. His hair was flame. His face, lava, molten.
What is
molten lava.
But
lava molten.
Maybe it might be a magic type.
Lava molting off his head. If someone touched this half, they would burn to death. Okay, good to know. I mean, it's strong exposition there.
Yeah.
Really just laying it out for us.
Hot as the sun, really.
Some writers might have someone do that and then it happens.
But I'm just spelling it out. No confusion.
Let's just hammer this home. No! Yelled Mr. Charger, clearly as shocked as everyone else. Even Michael and Rob were shocked. Rightfully so.
They weren't expecting it.
This is sick. They didn't even understand what they were saying. It just seemed like the right thing to say. It's a miracle, yelled Lockie. No offense, Ron.
Who's dead?
Who's dead? None taken, said Ron's ghost that popped up from him just for a second to say that. Let's finish him for good, yelled the voice of Michael and Rob as they both pulled out a wand.
Wow, this is the most action the book's had.
I thought the last, and it's a good thing we deviated for 20 minutes to talk about Digimon.
Because now it's very clear what's going on. Yes. Like, it's very obvious.
I mean, I didn't think we'd fit more action in than the last chapter, but this one really, this is huge. This is massive. No, this is impossible, said Boris.
He's been in the room the whole time. He hasn't spoken for the... Well,
just another squib like sweeping up in the background.
No, so Boris is Boris Mailman, who is one of the villains, what we can tell.
Avada Kedavra, yelled Mr. Charger. Pootastic, vomited the face of Voldemort from his bum.
Which I guess is a spell.
Pootastic, I mean... I'd love to see it. Jim Joe Junie, yelled Boris.
Again,
Weebles.
We don't know what the spell Jim Joe Junie is.
It doesn't spell it out. No pun intended. The four spells sped towards the boy. Evadius, yelled Derek. Alexiud, yelled Lockie. Okay. Arta came. Yelled the voice of Michael. A cold blue color light flew from Michael's wand. And Multano, yelled the voice of Rob. Sorry.
Oh, well, I was going to say I think it was Tim McDonald who came on the show, yeah, and there was a teacher explaining the three elemental curses, which were Arcane, Multano, and then I think Zapatron. Which was a reference. Oh, we said we wouldn't do it, but here we are.
The book has driven us here. Yeah. It literally talks about Digimon, so we're going to have to talk about Pokemon here.
In the original Pokemon games, the three legendary birds were Articuno, Moltres, and Zapdos.
So,
I've taken that and I've copied it and changed the words a little bit, and now in this universe, they're the... elemental spells, which, you know, it aligns with the fact that Michael was the ice side and Rob was the fire side.
We don't have a lot of context as to sort of where this mystical power comes from. No. I feel like, you know, we're being led into the next series,
yes,
essentially.
Yeah.
To get the...
There's a lot happening here.
Okay, so Multano, yelled the voice of Rob. A warm fire color, light.
Red. Orange.
Bit of orange, maybe yellow.
Maybe sometimes blue.
Oh, sometimes blue. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, you don't really know.
Flew out of Rob's wand. These were two of the three elemental spells.
Wow.
No. Again, yeah, you're right. Not as many gags.
No.
GPMs. What do we say?
LPMs. Yeah.
LPMs.
But how's your FPM?
Oh, mate. Vibe PM. 10. 10 out of 10. All four spells hit the bad guys and Mailboy. Okay, so Mailboy not actually bad.
Yeah, that's actually that's a good distinction. That is an interesting distinction.
So unlucky Mailboy.
But maybe it's like in the first Harry Potter book, was Draco Malfoy actually bad at that point, or was he just a product of his family? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a corrupted innocence, you know.
But that is an interesting distinction, the bad guys and Mailboy.
Mailboy, what's going to happen with Mailboy? Ah, yelled Boris. His face had frozen. Ah, yelled Mr. Charger. His faces were burned badly.
As in both.
Burning arsehole. I've been there, you know. Bad, big hot curry and then bang. Yeah.
Hemorrhoids, which we talked about on the show last week.
Third time it's been brought up on this pod.
Right up, right in if you've had them.
If you're too good to talk about hemorrhoids, then you do not belong in this podcast.
No.
Ah, yelled Mailboy. His Weeble spell had been knocked back onto him. Onto him. What do I say? The Weeble spell unleashed an incredible stink and the user's wand out of the user's wand.
Weebles, they learnt the spell Weebles earlier in the book, so that's another little flashback.
Well, good to see it all coming full circle.
To fruition, yeah.
This does go on. I'm glad. Okay, we will.
Zach's like, I really want to leave.
No. I was just thinking of all the time I wasted talking about what I saw on YouTube today. Yeah. yelled the voice of Voldemort. His face was burned and his pootastic spell had rebounded onto himself and he was covered in poo.
So we now know that one of the spells of the dark arts is Pootastic, which we can only assume covers someone in shit.
Covers them in shit. And now it's bounced back. And, yeah. You know, like Yeah, Ron's wand.
Yeah, the faulty wand. Chamber. Yeah, crazy. And whose poo is it? Like, are you using your own, or is it taking it out of the target?
New, yeah, exactly.
Is it like, new poo? Or is it old poo? Like, all the poo gets flushed down into the sewers, and there's like a vault where you can access it with poo-tastic.
And that is the power of the dark farts.
Yeah. How do people still listen to this show? I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine people just on a fun road trip, you know, listening in. The whole family.
Oh, this is great, kids.
How have we made it this far? No, after all these years of planning, we have failed, yelled Mr. Charger. His face was burning off. My dark and stinky lord, no. Don't worry, we got Weasley, yelled Boris.
Wow.
Well, Weasley had it coming. No, yelled Mr. Charger. Dragon, save him, yelled Boris. Disappear-o, yelled Dragon. Right, there's a bit going on here.
So there is also a spell. You know, a lot of wizards used to apparate. Now there's just a spell called Disappear-o.
They'll do it.
But it's like, does it turn you invisible or does it take you somewhere else? We may never know.
That would be, I would prefer him just to be invisible, standing in there like. Do they know I'm here?
Stay very quiet.
Don't fart.
Voldemort.
There he is. You bastard. All of them were gone. Michael and Rob were still together. Beep, beep, beep. It was Derek's watch thing that Mr. Charger had got him for Christmas. Are they going to turn back into a pumpkin?
It's midnight. We must be going. Oh, no, my glass slipper.
11 o'clock, said Derek. Michael and Rob were split into two people again. Rob, how did that happen? Asked Michael. We were just merged together and were one person. Come on. Let's get the others. Then we'll tell Hermione. We'll tell Hermione. We'll tell Hermione.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be we'll, as in we will, but it's just will.
We'll tell. I would have done that as a kid too. That's the same word. We'll tell Hermione, said Rob. How am I still alive? Asked Michael. I have no idea, said Lockie. I got to be honest, this last page has been a lot of said's ass.
just a lot of dialogue.
Heavy, heavy dialogue. They began to walk outside the door. They walked through the long corridor. Beep, beep, beep. 12 o'clock, said Derek.
So it's been an hour.
Took their time walking outside the door along the... It's a long corridor.
I guess it must be, yeah.
12 o'clock, said Derek. The crack in the ground in the the crack in the ground in the next room was gone. The boys walked over with ease. They walked through the next room. And the next, and possibly the next. No one could be sure.
What does that mean? Like, you know, no one could really be sure.
I would just get walking.
I just heard this from a friend.
Yeah, this is secondhand information. Take it as you will. When they were back in the Great Hall, Hermione and Harry were waiting for them. Thank goodness. Where is Ron? Asked Harry.
Oh no, Harry's gonna be devastated.
Best mate.
It's his best mate. Yeah.
I mean, finally he can have a crack at Hermione. You know,
we don't even really. Oh, I guess we don't know if Ron and Hermione were still together. It doesn't seem like they are.
Ron wasn't he wasn't in great shape, was he?
No, Ron was actually the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher in this, so he was like pretty good.
Oh, he was doing some stuff. Yeah, right. Oh, maybe I'm just thinking of the real movies where he let himself go. Dude, wouldn't be jumping on a broom anytime soon, big fella.
So this is a big moment. Like, Harry Potter is about to learn that his best friend, Ron Weasley, is dead.
Emotional. So this is a heavy-hitting emotional moment.
So we probably shouldn't be laughing.
We'll give it the gravitas it deserves. Sir, Ron is, dead. Mr. Charger killed him. And had Voldemort on his bum, said Rob. Good to add that in. No!
That was a very Darth Vader in the end of Revenge of the Sith.
I was thinking when I saw it, just And with like all capital, and I'm pretty sure that's how George Lucas would have written it.
Yeah, if people don't know this moment, in the at the end of Star Wars Episode 3, there's a very comical moment in which Anakin, now dressed in the Darth Vader suit for the first time in the series chronology, learns that Padme is dead, stands up and just goes, "No!" And it's one of the worst scenes in history. Oh,
I love that, Phil. That does not land.
It's amazing that someone saw that and was like, yeah, we got it.
Not just one person, yeah. An entire production crew. Well, should we keep this in or should he just like, I don't know, break some shit or
re-record it maybe? Yeah.
His mouth isn't moving. It's a helmet. We don't need to put this in.
Nah, it's really bad. It's George really Lewis, bad.
No, add it in. I like it.
We need it, yeah.
Emotional gravity.
So Harry's obviously
Harry's upset. Devastated. He's doing this. I imagine he's doing the same thing. Like
no.
Breaking things around him. Yeah. Like, yelled Harry, "Sorry to be dramatic, but we had the wizard's chess plans next Tuesday with Seamus, and I was really looking forward to it. Anywho, toodles, I'm off to bed." Okay.
So Harry just... The only reason he cares is like, oh, we were playing Wizard's Chess last week. Couldn't he wait to die?
Yeah, really needed him. He's good at that. Like, nerd.
Doesn't care at all. Anyway, he's off to bed. Doesn't care about the safety of the kids who have just been nearly murdered.
And Voldemort's back in bum form.
Yeah.
Like and, his arch rival.
Two of his students merged together, which must be an ancient form of magic that would spark his curiosity. No, I'm off to bed.
No, I'm off to bed. And great use of toodles, by the way.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Most appropriate, inappropriate time to use toodles is at the announcement of someone's death.
Yes.
Mum's died. Ah, toodles, I'm off.
And Wizard Hitler's back.
toodles.
As he walked away, the boys heard him on the phone to Seamus. Yeah, Ron died, but he's still up for the wizard's chess next Tuesday. Harry doesn't give a fuck.
And you, I think that's
the end that of the is chapter. The end of the chapter.
And
wow,
I think you can't like you know, you can only imagine Seamus's reaction, which is either, you know, wait, Ron died, or yeah, I'm still up for Wizard's Chess. Toodles.
That's a great Seamus.
Is it?
Well, that wasn't bad. I was better than I was expecting. Ron's dead.
Ron's dead. Oh. I'll see you next Tuesday. So huge chapter.
Massive, mate. I'm still, you know, sort of
processing
everything yeah. that happened. But.
So we had a DNA digivolve.
Two of the main characters digivolved. Well, yeah. We thought you'd killed yourself off, but evidently, you know, this sort of, this crescendo moment of the narrative was about to occur where he wasn't dead. A classic trope in our childhood TV shows as well.
Pokemon, the first movie, Ash Ketchum gets turned to stone.
Absolutely.
Pikachu's tears wake him up.
How many times does Goku die? And they're just like, well, we'll just get the balls together. And
every episode, it bloody feels like. Yeah. Last chapter is next week. What
After
do you...
After all that, where does it go?
Well, like, where does it go? I think it's just winding up. You know, the last chapter of the first one was basically, Harry headed back to the station. Hagrid
Hagrid's there.
Back with the
waved.
Desk.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm excited about it. And then there's book two to get onto. Unbelievable. Who knows? Surely we're nearly out of fart-based comedy, but we don't really know.
No, well, and I think that's the brilliance of your young mind. And I love that this, you know, your primary podcast is the inside of your mind. And this is almost to see what a young Michael was
the
like.
The inside of his mind.
Yeah. And evidently it was all shit. What?
This was really fun, man. Thank you so much for doing it.
Pleasure.
Do you have anything to plug at the moment? Are you doing any?
Just here for the vibes.
Just here for the vibes. Yep. VPM is up. FPM is up. I feel like we still got a decent LPM this episode.
Mate, I will never not have a high LPM coming onto a mic-based podcast.
I would love, before we go, I'd love for someone to, well, I'm saying this at the end, so you might have to listen again, but
if anyone's made it this far.
Track your LPM. Just do a little tally of your LPM while you're listening. We'd love to know.
And if you're a true fan... Track your LPM for every episode.
And add three at the end to each minute.
And then rank them by LPM.
Rank the episodes by LPM. I would love someone to do that. At least two of you. But that's about it. Thank you, Zach. Goodbye, Homorus, from me.
podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.